Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Receiving My Baby by Lucy Borer, Maryland, USA. When I was growing up, my mother talked to me about things I'd do for my children when I was married. I expected to have 5 or 6 children. When I married Jim, I got pregnant right away and was very excited. Then I started spotting, was confined to bed, and lost the pregnancy. I mourned 14 months, couldn't get away from feelings of loss. Then one day, I just decided to overcome it. However, my husband and I expected to get pregnant again. Trying to get pregnant is incredibly frustrating. For 6 years, Jim and I went through this while our friends' families grew. Some had 5 children. All the while, I felt an emptiness neither of us could fill. One night, the phone rang. One of Jim's graduate school classmates and her husband called. We were in Montana. They were in Louisiana. They had 3 children, were expecting a 4th baby, and their plan in this particular pregnancy was to give the baby away. Her husband worked for the same nationwide organization as Jim, and he had heard we were having trouble conceiving. Would we like the baby? Say yes, I said. We decided to ponder the offer, but after doing so, we accepted. I reserved a flight 5 days before Beth's due date to be there for the birth. 3 days before my trip, Beth called to say she was in the delivery room. She called again at 5 a.m. to tell us Jamil had been born. I flew out that morning. When we arrived at the airport in New Orleans, I was picked up by family friends because her husband was out of town at a conference. I went to the hospital the next morning, so Jamil was 24 hours old when I met her. I had asked Beth to sleep with her. When I went into Beth's hospital room, Beth picked up the baby and handed her to me. We bonded immediately. I held Jamil all day, fed her, and changed her diapers. I stayed with their family for several days, and then Jamil and I flew home. The next day, I took Jamil to the pediatrician I'd picked before she was born. He was impressed with her weight gain. When I got home, I called Beth to tell her. She was shocked to hear from me, as she hadn't expected to hear from us again, but we have always kept in touch with them. Jamil was born on the birthday of their oldest child, and we exchange gifts yearly. We now live much closer, and Beth and I shared a trip to Washington, D.C. one year. Jamil is 13 years old now, and we love her endlessly. I can't imagine living without her. Jim and I are eternally grateful for our daughter, and we deeply love the family that nurtured the idea to give such a precious gift to another couple.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.